Hey there, Stoic seekers and everyday warriors. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. Today, we're diving into something that feels oh so essential in this crazy world. The art of letting go. Ever feel like you're holding on to things, thoughts, feelings, situations that are just weighing you down? Like, you're carrying around an invisible backpack full of stones, and every step is a struggle? Yeah, I get it. We live in a culture that glorifies grasping, clutching tight to control, desperately needing everything just so. But listen up, because this Stoic wisdom is about to blow your mind. Sometimes, the most powerful thing you can do is simply let go. Here's the deal. 5 super practical takeaways to master the art of letting go. First off, recognize that what you can control is incredibly limited. Like, seriously limited. You can't control the weather, other people's actions, or even yesterday's events, as much as you might wish you could. But, and this is huge, you can control your reactions to those things. You get to choose how you respond to a spilled coffee, a rude comment, or that traffic jam that has you seeing red. It's about shifting from reacting impulsively to responding with conscious intention. Think of it like this. Imagine life as a river. Trying to fight the current is exhausting, right? But if you just go with the flow, you can actually enjoy the ride. Let go of the need to steer everything, and let life gently guide you. Trust me, sometimes the most unexpected detours lead to the most amazing destinations. Thirdly, embrace the power of enough. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us we need more. More stuff, more experiences, more followers. But guess what? Enough is actually a powerful concept. When you practice gratitude for what you already have, your health, your loved ones, your quirky sense of humor, you release the constant craving for more. And that frees up space for true happiness and contentment. Next up, be kind to yourself. We are our own harshest critics, right? But seriously, talk to yourself like you'd talk to a best friend who's going through a tough time. Offer yourself compassion, understanding, and encouragement. Letting go of self-criticism is a game changer. It allows you to show up in the world with more confidence and authenticity. And finally, remember that letting go doesn't mean giving up on your dreams or goals. It's about releasing the rigid grip on how those things should happen. Let go of the need for a specific outcome, and focus on enjoying the journey. Be open to new possibilities, unexpected twists and turns, because sometimes, the most fulfilling paths are the ones we least expect. Okay, let's get real. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, and your appointment is starting in 10 minutes. You start replaying all the things you could have done differently to avoid this mess. Your mind races with anxieties about being late, missing the opportunity, and facing disappointment. Sound familiar? That's where letting go comes in. Instead of spiraling into a frenzy of what-ifs, take a deep breath and acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Remind yourself that you can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction to it. Maybe listen to a calming playlist, do some stretches, or even use this time for some mindfulness exercises. Remember, letting go isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is fine. It's about acknowledging them, accepting them, and choosing how you want to move forward despite them. So there you have it, 5 powerful keys to unlock the art of letting go. Remember, it's a practice, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate those small victories, and keep showing up for that more peaceful, joyful version of yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to let go of today? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media using hashtag Daily Detachment. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Daily Detachment. Because we've got a whole lot more wisdom to unpack together. Until next time, keep it stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.